If I can get people down to the basics, even if I can help them silence their monkey mind in any way, if I can help them remove the bad labels and stories they tell themselves based on their childhood or based on this or based on that or whatever, that person can then do anything. What's up, fellow human? Colin here. I've changed everything. I'm going to explain what I'm changing, how I'm evolving, hopefully get you excited about what's to come, as excited as I am. And I'm actually going to go into the Better Human newsletter too. So it used to be called the AM5, you know, Ancestral Mind 5. And then I started talking about other topics and I wanted to expand the breadth of what I could cover. I thought Better Human was a better way to encompass all the ideas that I've been thinking about. Now, this has led to some big changes in my life too. I'm getting closer to really refining what I want to do next. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about that a little bit. I'm going to then go through the newsletter, which you can get over at betterhumans.substack.com or just go to colin.coach and get on there. And I'm hoping to do a show like this every week to coincide with the newsletter where I talk about the different things in it. So you can kind of have, you know, the written form and you can have the podcast form. So why Better Human? Why did I change the name of the channel? Why do I keep changing things? It seems like I changed a lot. At first, my YouTube channel was The Ancestral Mind, and then it was just my name. I've considered changing it, but I'm going to keep my main channel my name, and I'm going to focus on the brand as a separate entity from me, Better Human, something that can maybe turn into Better Human Education or the Better Human School or some of the other ideas that I have that I'm pretty excited about. So I kept coming to, how do I define what I want to do? How do I pick something that is big enough to really help people? But, you know, health, nutrition, food, as passionate as I am about them, I've just felt that I can't reach enough people or as many as I would like. And also the reality, when I've thought about doing courses, coaching programs, courses, and, you know, I've written books, I've done a lot of things, and I've always done them all kind of spread out and doing a lot of different things, throwing a lot of darts, seeing what sticks, see what I like to do, see what people respond to. And the problem with content and courses and books and podcasts and everything is the very low percentage of action taking that results from consuming these different mediums. And, you know, if I mean, honestly, right now, I could tell you every single thing in your life that you need to fix to get the body and health of your dreams. I can give you everything. I mean, we could spend an afternoon or even a couple hours, depending on, you know, where you are at on that journey, and I could help you get to the next level. But are you going to do that? And are you going to do it for the long run? That's the big question. And that's where most people get stuck. They've estimated that most people read, I think, one chapter out of 10. You know, the average book is 10 chapters. Most people read one chapter. So it's like a 10% completion rate for every book they buy or for just books in general, which is insane to me. And I suspect it's similar in the course sector, especially the online course niche. I've heard a lot of people talk about how most of their students don't get results. And, you know, courses, unfortunately, are selling, you know, you're selling the hype. You're selling the future vision of oneself to which they think they can buy it and then therefore they'll get it. But unfortunately, it leaves out the doing part, the consistency part, and all of the mental blocks and habit blocks and whatever it is that keeps people from getting real results. I keep coming back to that. And it's a real sticking point for me because I don't want to put out content or do a course, do a new program and charge what it should, what I'm worth and what the outcome is worth, and then have, you know, 2 out of 10 people get results or whatever. I mean, it's just not something that I'm interested in. I could easily do that. I could easily just go into the sales mode and do a high-end coaching program, $2,000 to $3,000, 8-week program. You know, I've thought about it. I've mapped it out even. And I keep hitting a block though. I keep hitting a hurdle. I just don't feel like it's what I truly want to do. I don't feel like it's my infinite game. I feel like I'm doing it just for money. And, you know, as a result, my subconscious has held me back. And I'm glad because let me just give you the backstory real quick. So we did a mastermind in Austin this past week. It's been on my to-do list for a long time. you know, we've done a few of them where we meet at my buddy Logan Sneed's place and we hang out and kind of get in a circle and we each kind of go through something we're struggling with and we talk and have a good time. There's usually a little bit of food there and it's a really just casual, fun, good time. So we've done that and I'm like, every time we do it, it's awesome. And then a few months goes by and then if I remember to like, you know, fight inertia and make it happen again, it happens again. So it's been on my to-do list to make it a consistent thing. And I think that's why I've put it off so much because I felt like I was going to have to maintain it. And I am, and I'm going to, that's fine. And I was right, but inertia held me back. And so I finally did it and I'm glad I did, as it goes with most things. You know, those things you know you want to do, when you finally do them and you make the decision, it usually isn't as hard to do or maintain. And you usually feel way better that you did it. So I did it. It was an amazing time. We had some structure to it this time. I got everybody's email. We have a spreadsheet. We're going to get a Slack channel. And I'm going to create a recurring calendar and an email list we have where I can just send out an invite to the to where it's going to be and whatever. And every single month, we're going to have that going. I'm even thinking about adding a open invite Zoom call as well. So that happened and it made me happy. And I really felt in my element and I really felt alive and in my flow state and like I was playing my infinite game. And then it's all these different things are kind of connecting at the same time. I started using Roam Research, which I'm really happy about, and it's amazing for CRM. I've been, you know, as I'm thinking about how I want to build my network and do the mastermind and do all these things locally in Austin, Roam is perfect for that. And I just so happened to decide to take it on recently, even though I had been introduced to it a year ago and I just didn't really get into it. So Roam's happening. I'm making a concerted effort to really get my all my books and my notes into one place and have them connected and whatnot. Get very organized with my personal knowledge management system, which I've always been kind of lacking in. And that's going to coincide perfectly with doing this next thing. So I kept coming back to the idea that I want to build better humans. And when I really decide to change the newsletter to Better Human, sometimes like something as simple as a name does matter because it helps my mind and my subconscious just kind of decide something like Better Human. And then from there, you know, that constraint, the name, having actually less options, less ideas, and having, you know, they say constraints and creativity kind of go hand in hand. It's helped me really build on top of it. Now imagine how you're trying to build a foundation for a building, but you literally are putting one brick here, one brick over there, one brick in another state. Like you're not going to build a foundation, right? And I feel like a lot of times with our ideas, because there's so many possibilities, there's so many things that we can do, there's so many opportunities, especially, you know, for me and the way I think and the things I've done so far, there's just so much I could do. I could start businesses left and right. I could literally work every waking hour of my life and I would for sure make money and get results or whatever, but it's not the life I want to live. So I need constraints and I've known this and I've read all the books and The One Thing and Minimalism and Essentialism and Simplism and Focus and Deep Work. All these ideas that I've implemented into my life, I've been hesitant to do something new, but I know that I need to do something new. I know my destiny is moving me towards something new. I just haven't known what that is. You know, at first it was make sure Wild Foods can get taken care of. And I brought on a partner and that's been a great thing. It's freed up a lot of my time so I could just focus on content, right? So then I got into doing content and I've been taking it seriously and I'm committed and I'm doing YouTube and it's growing and all that. But then you get into that thing that I think every content creator gets into where it's like, okay, in the beginning on YouTube, I was doing nutrition videos, weight loss videos, fat loss videos, carnivore diet. And it, I mean, very quickly was like, why am I talking about this all the time? And I mean, I guess to a point YouTube could reward that, but I have more interests and I think I can have a bigger impact than just talking about one very specific niche within a niche, you know, carnivore diet within real food, within, you know, this kind of holistic, ancestrally based, appropriate way of living and eating. It just doesn't have a big enough reach and I can't make a big enough impact with it. And I've always kind of felt this a little bit with nutrition and I definitely felt this with fitness when I was in when I was in CrossFit and I had a CrossFit gym back in Florida. I love fitness and I think it's integral, but it isn't broad enough. I want to legit get, you know, good a message out to millions. I want to help millions of people. And so it kept coming down to the idea of better human, like how to build better humans. And I kept thinking about it from an ancestral health perspective, which is what I've been focused on in my life and in my content for a while now. And it will always be a core theme because it's a first principle. Like to understand anything in life, you need to understand the human animal. And if you don't understand the human animal and where you came from and why you act a certain way and whatever, like you're running the race with your, I mean, you're hopping the race. You're not even running the race. Like you need to understand your human biology and your human mind, period. But again, this is kind of a niche topic, even like a niche in a niche. It's ancestral health in health, right? So I keep thinking about better human. What can I do? How can I really help build better humans? And for a while when I got into content, I started kind of self-identifying as an educator. I kept thinking, I like educating people. I like helping people. I like, you know, motivating them, but really educating. If I can help somebody learn something or think a different way, that can have ripple effects that last literally the entire lives. And that is very, very inspiring to me and very, it's a game I want to play. It's my infinite game. I want to educate people and I want to educate people to be better humans. So I knew something had to change. I changed the name of my newsletter. I now decided soon after to change the name of my podcast, which became so much easier once I decided to change the name of the newsletter for just, like I said, making a decision and other things get built on top of it. That becomes your foundation. So I changed it and I've just been having breakthrough after breakthrough about what I want to do next. So I don't have it fully fussed out yet. Every day I'm getting more excited and writing ideas down and everything, but I want to create an education platform, program, business, school, right? I don't know what it's going to be called just yet, but I know it's going to have some element of online education. I want to connect it to the real life and have an actual physical school, probably in Austin. I want to have an app that can help gamify the core lessons and knowledge I want to get out there to my students. Something like Duolingo, which I love Duolingo, but I wish they had other topics and I wish they had things like philosophy and how to think and logic and stuff. I want to have in-person events, bigger events, smaller events, invite only, you know, online mastermind, live mastermind, retreats, every possible thing around the core idea of getting to the first principles of how to succeed as a modern human. So there's certain things that have stood the test of time, certain philosophies, Stoicism, Buddhism, mindfulness, you know, for the most part, every Indian spiritual leader is based on removing that monkey inside your head that's just talking to you all the time, right? Silencing that is the key to ending suffering, as Buddha says. So that's a big theme. But what about other things? Like you want to make money. You want to make money and be proud of the work you're doing. You don't want to sell your soul. You want to have an impact. You want to have purpose. You want to live your infinite game. And that this idea of infinite game and finite games has been something that I've been thinking about lately. And it's been very, very powerful for helping me refine and distill some of these ideas and kind of, like I said, make decisions and create constraints. So I don't have this all mapped out, but I could see this starting as probably a flagship course. I keep coming back to the how to think, how to live, right? These two core ideas. Maybe how to live will be its own course. Maybe how to think will be its own course, or maybe they'll go together because they do kind of go together. But what I've distilled this down to at the absolute top, the pinnacle of all this, like I said, most people buy books, they don't finish them. Most people buy courses, they don't finish them. Most people can go on YouTube and get told like every bit of how-to advice there is, it's out there. Like you don't need how-to. You need to attack whatever is inside your mind that is holding you back from getting where you want to go. And that's why the core uppermost point of how to build a better human, be a better human, comes down to the mind. This is where it gets tricky because there's so many different ways to go with this. Like, do you pick one niche where you focus on psychedelics, or do you focus on like biohacking and cold therapy and red light therapy? And, you know, like there's a lot of different ways to kind of like hack the mind. But what I keep coming down to is like how I gotten results in life and when have I evolved the most in my life? What has it been based on? And what have I learned in every single situation, instance, experience that I've gone through in life? Every single one has made me think different, ideally better. And this is obviously rooted in certain environmental factors that I've been fortunate to adopt growing up, like a growth mindset and being able to feel like I can express myself, you know, having parents that let me do that. Very grateful for that. I've always been a bit of a rebel and iconoclast. I never, ever did well in school or with authority or being told what to do. I naturally had that type A personality, that entrepreneurial, do it myself type of thing. But I don't think that means that the things that I've done or the mindsets and attitudes and habits I've adopted, I don't think it's something that you're just born with or you're not. Everybody can learn this. And it keeps coming down to, how do you think? What are your thought patterns? What I see all the time, especially as I become aware of these things, like growth versus fixed mindset, that's a big one. This is something that is not taught in school, right? And school system itself tends to reward fixed mindset, where people believe that they're either good at math or they're not, and they give up. They don't have a growth mindset. They don't connect effort to being able to do anything. And when I was growing up, the entrepreneurial thing, like, that wasn't even a thing. Nobody even talked about that. So, I mean, we've made strides. The internet has definitely opened things, but I still see on a regular basis from people around me a massive amount of limiting beliefs, of bad thought patterns, of completely ridiculous ideas, and even things that people think are fact that aren't, because they haven't actually analyzed them or thought about them critically. It's insane how prevalent this is. So if that's at the pinnacle, if I can help people in some way remove some bad thought patterns and maybe replace them with growth-oriented, useful ones, if I can get people down to the basics even, if I can help them silence their monkey mind in any way, if I can help them remove the bad labels and stories they tell themselves based on their childhood or based on this or based on that or whatever, that person can then do anything. They could get the body of their dreams, the health of their dreams. They can accomplish anything. They can break or adopt any habit. You see, if we can get the mind to operate correctly, and if we can get the mind to operate for us instead of against us the way it does for most people, if we can kind of take control of the reins of our mind and make it our ally, we have unlimited potential. And you see a lot of the self-help stuff try to do this, but it comes in a form of a book, right? Or it comes in the form of, you go to this retreat or you pay this coach and I'm going to get you there or whatever. Yet a small percent are ever successful for that. And there's reasons for this. I mean, every modality and every person is different. And some people are going to get massive benefit from just doing yoga or just, you know, meditating 10 minutes a day. Or for me, I like to go deep into books and I like to think about things and I like to talk about them and record videos about them. This is how I... writing too, of course. And this is how I distill my thoughts and try to use them in real life. And, you know, I've always been growth minded, like I said. So part of this is also just life and learning. I've always been focused on trying to grow and get better. I'm obsessed with becoming better and not making the same mistakes and evolving and, you know, trying to shed a lot of the nonsense that society has infected my mind with. I want to help people do the same thing because, like I said, you can do anything. So if I want to help people be healthy, which I do, I want to also set them free from the indoctrination that is society, that is modern school, that is their upbringing and what their parents expect of them. If I can help people truly detach from that, which I believe we all should, because that's how we're going to become truly actualized as a species. And it's probably our best defense against blowing ourselves up in the future. We need more critically thinking free individuals that are willing to speak their mind and challenge the status quo and understand the need for others to do the same, even if those ideas conflict. And this is how we destroy tribalism. This is how we destroy the us versus them and the divisiveness that has infected our culture. And also, it's how people take control, back control, I should say, of their health. Instead of trusting the quote-unquote experts that give us the food pyramid and the 50% plus obesity rate and that are locking down the world left and right based on nothing but fear-mongering. So my next venture, and of course on the podcast, you know, I do want to give you an update on what I think I'm going to do with that, but my next venture is going to be around this idea of building better humans. It's going to focus a lot about on thinking and mindset, and I'm going to have on guests of all kinds on the show. If you've ever seen the Instagram account Humans of New York, I highly recommend to check it out, read some of the stories. It's always spoken to me. I've always thought that everybody has something amazing to say and to offer, and we can learn from every single person. And I think a lot in the podcast space focus on trying to get like big guests and everything. And I fall to that, you know, victim to that myself, where I want to get the biggest guests and whatever. And usually they're good discussions, but it ends up just being the same stuff a lot of times, right? We introduce who it is, they talk about this, that, and they kind of go into their spiel and that's it. I want to get people on and I want to go deep. I want them to talk about an experience that was life-changing, or their biggest struggle, or how this one book changed your life and like what they actually did. I want to go deep. I want to go deep on very, very, very specific things. And that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna bring people on of all shapes and sizes and backgrounds. I'm gonna bring on friends. In fact, if you're listening to this and you're someone that wants to come on the show, I guarantee you we can figure out something that's interesting for everyone else to learn from. So topics are gonna range from, what was your biggest professional failure? What was your biggest personal failure? What was a course or a book or a modality, whether it was psychedelics or meditation or a retreat you went to, that got you amazing results? What are examples of some that got no results or that were a complete flop? Like, I want to learn from your failures as much as your successes. And what I'm really looking for are bits and pieces that others can try and get insight on that they can try for themselves for change. I want to know and become as versed as I can in human behavior change. Because if I can help somebody change their behavior based on, you know, their mind, it's very much connected. I mean, your behavior stems from your mind, how you think. So it's very much mostly focused on changing your mind and how you think. If I can do that, then you will, let's say you hypothetically, I would help you change your mind and remove some of those mental blocks. You can then go on to get the health of your dreams. You can make as much money as you want to or not if you don't want to. You can be as successful as you want to. You can be fulfilled. You can do your best work. I mean, you can literally do everything. If you can rein in your mind and use it to your advantage and use it to your, in your, as an ally. So that's what I'm focused on doing. So like I said, if you want to come on the show and talk about that, send me an email, colin@wildfoods.co, and we'll talk about it. We'll talk about some topics or ideas and maybe some come to mind, like your biggest struggle or your biggest aha moment. Like, I want to go deep onto something very, very, very specific. This isn't going to be a traditional interview where I ask you about your background and all these different things. We're literally going to hop right into the core meat of the matter of the content, and we're going to get into it. And I'm going to have a lot of people on to do that. I'll have recurring guests on to do that. And I also will be doing that myself in a lot of these solo shows. So to follow along, I hope you do, you got to at least get the Better Human newsletter. So go to colin.coach and you'll find the subscribe button right there on the homepage. And I look forward to taking this journey with you and really exploring what can we do to become better versions of ourselves, think better, take better actions, and then have a better life as a result. That's what I'm doing next. And I'm really pumped about doing it and about all the cool things, you know, in-person stuff, doing big Zoom calls, Q&As, lives, getting the flagship program going, which I'll probably be starting soon, which I also need beta testers for that. So if anybody wants to get in there early, get early access, give me feedback and whatnot, please do so. Again, email me and I'll get you on a list. Yeah, and you know, any questions, comments, ideas, anything, like please, please, please send it. I know it always feels kind of hard to send something to people, but I really appreciate getting stuff. It's fuel, it really is. You know, 'cause sometimes I put out this content and you don't know who's listening to it. Maybe a few people listen to it, but you don't know if it matters to them, if it makes a difference. They don't say anything. They just, you know, they just consume it. It's like another number, it's another download. It's, you know, it's mostly meaningless from this perspective. And so when I get people that send me an email saying it matters and they're listening or they're reading or they're whatever, it's fuel. So I know I'm rambling at this point. Should probably wrap this up. Any feedback, anything comes to mind. And I hope you follow me along. I'm also on Instagram posting a lot. Let's collaboratively figure out. In fact, real quick before I let you go, this is what I'm envisioning, or at least a core mission that I can focus on. I want to build something that becomes a core curriculum that every, let's say, 20 something out of high school human must go through, like they, or they're missing out. So let's say you take literature 101, you take geography 101, you have, you know, writing 101, you have math 101, like you have core curriculum, you have science, you know, whatever. I want to have a how to live 101 and how to think 101, and those, you know, either, like I said, separately or together, I still haven't figured that out, but I want that to be a core curriculum that it could be an online college or school or whatever we call it, or a course. I want it to be so that everybody gets this information and goes through this. And then maybe I can have like 2.0, 3.0, I can have like advanced, I can have electives and really turn it into an actual school, maybe even an alternative to college. I want to have sub courses in like managing your money and you know, the first principles of finance and just like everything. I mean, everything. How to do your taxes, how to do content, business courses, you know, fitness stuff, cooking, you know, nutrition. Because there's a lot of resources out there, but they're all just spread out. And I feel like because they're all just focused on kind of building a sustainable business and just, you know, like making money, it's lacking. And then college itself is a joke, right? So definitely anything that can keep people from going to college, I feel like I'll be doing my part to save humanity and save people from going into debt to learn things that they can learn by themselves. There's also a lot of confusion in education. There's a lot of confusion in modern schooling. There's a lot of just distraction in courses and books and everything because there's a lot of fluff and filler because people feel like they have to pad things to charge a premium. And that's why I'm so obsessed with first principles and just honing in on the basics. I mean, because I mean, I've spent 15 years of my life trying to just uncover and remind myself of and implement the foundational principles. Like every day of my life, I'm trying to remind myself to make sure I don't get too distracted with other crap, right? So in a world that has unlimited information, we actually have to do the reverse. We don't need more stuff. We don't need more courses and lessons and that. We need hyper-specific core foundational understanding for a lot of things so that we can function and be happy and successful and healthy. So let me know what you think. Send me an email. Stay tuned. I'll be doing a show every single weekend. It'll coincide with the newsletter. I didn't even get into the newsletter, so you can read it. Go to betterhumans.substack.com and you can get the most recent letter. It's my new format. I like it. I'm going to probably stick to that. Appreciate listening, and I'll see you in the next one.
Please always remember that the members of the Ancestral Mind podcast are not, in fact, medical professionals. They're not doctors. They're not nutritionists. They are simply providing this entertainment for you to do your own research and to entertain yourselves. So please consult a physician before changing your diet. Not everything works for everybody. And make sure you always do your own research on everything you hear on this show and outside.